BC voters go to the polls next month to choose city and village councillors, regional district directors, and school trustees in the first of a number of Kootenai Morning's Election 22 reports over the next month. KCR News reporter John Roon is here to have a look at the familiar and not as familiar faces running for public office in Greater Nelson. Morning, John.
Good morning, Darren.
Thanks a lot for being with us, pal. Lots to get through here. We're going to try and get through just Nelson mayor and council candidates. Let's start quickly with who's running for mayor in Nelson. What do we know?
Well, we're looking at five candidates this election. Of course, Mayor John Dooley did announce last week, I believe, that he is indeed running again. If he wins, there will be his fifth term, which would be one of the longest serving mayors, I believe, in Nelson history.
That's right. Louis Maglio was the only one who was slightly longer. I think Mayor Maglio maybe only by 1 or 2 years.
That's right. And yeah. I mean, he's been on, you know, the job for a long time now. And we looked at him in the 2018 election. He won with just over 53%, if that is any indication of perhaps what's going to play out. Of course, we're leaving behind 2 years of very, very strained municipal affairs, a pandemic, a lot of business recovery, and a lot of expectations, I think, also on the city to sort of take its role. So, and there's an old saying that's always easier to be in opposition than to defend actually your current appointment. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he could be up for a fight there. Of course, one of the most well-known candidates that will be challenging him for the position is Janice Morrison, know from City Council, longtime, you know, community advocate, veteran councillor. She's served 3 terms now, I believe. Looking just back at the 2018 election again, if that would be any indication, she came actually 5th in the number of votes for her council position in 2018. That's around 1,500 votes. Look at John Dooley. He had around 2,300 votes for the position as mayor. So it is not too far off, actually.
Could be a bit of a horse race.
Absolutely. And again, she has some of the strong feats that also Mayor Dooley has. You know, Mayor Dooley used to be the president for the Nelson Leafs, for example. And Janice Morrison also has connections into the sports scene. She used to be the director of the Nelson Maple Leafs hockey team. She was the ex-president for the Chamber of Commerce. So very strong community connection there, and certainly someone to look out for.
That's right. Yeah, and interesting to note too, Mayor Dooley was former chair of the BC Caucus Federation of Canadian Municipalities. Quite a meat and potatoes approach to issues and management, and does, as you mentioned, feel that council in some ways was robbed of 2 years of effective leadership doing something other than managing the pandemic. What do we know about John Buffery?
Well, not too much, at least not on his platform. We know, of course, he's a senior avalanche officer. He works in rural risk management type of business, and he has been working for some mechanized operations and on the BC highways, for example. He's consulted a lot, founding partner of Baldface, of course. But again, the weak perhaps side to that is that there is no accessible platform. We really don't know what John Buffery is hoping to accomplish should he be elected mayor, which is of course kind of hard because you're seeking the voters' trust and you're trying to sell them on your own platform, and so that could be a disadvantage, to say it mildly.
And that's a good point. In doing a little bit of research on some of the candidates yesterday, I think both you and I found that it seems about maybe 60-70% haven't really said much about what their platforms are. But again, it's early. We're about a month away. Tom Pryor, a social environmental activist. He ran successfully in 2017 in the provincial election as an independent candidate. Kind of a hard bargain, as Nelson Creston Riding's never really elected an independent candidate. Tom is a very colorful character. And then there's Mike Zeeben. What do we know about Mike?
Yeah, this is also someone who's never run before campaigning. He's a senior citizen who's campaigning largely on core issues to himself. Transportation system to increase to 7 days per week, for example. He's hoping to bring buses back on Sundays, make life easier for seniors. The way he wants to do this is he says that there's a lot of grants that the city is actually not using. So he's hoping to be a mayor that kind of, you know, pushes the city in the direction to go after as many grants as they can to improve the most basic infrastructure around the city.
over to council now. 11 people are running. We've got incumbents Keith Page, Rick Lotenberg, and Jesse Woodward. What's up with Nicole Charwood and Cal Renwick, who you did you filed a great report on Cal's decision to move on earlier this week? What do we know about Nicole?
Yes, of course. So, yeah, like you said, Cal Renwick, he told us last week he's stepping down. He was not really happy with what was possible to do on city council. He didn't feel like he could really drive through the changes that he wanted to see. So instead, well, we have people like Nicole Charwood, former Green Party staffer, who has worked for them and is likely well thought of in the party circles, both regionally and provincially. You know, we'll see what's going to happen now with that.
And as far as the incumbents go, quickly on Keith Wood, on Rick Lotenberg, Jesse Woodward, and Keith Page. Starting with Woodward, climate change, housing, and poverty are amongst his important issues as he heads in for a bid for a second, or is it a third term? I should know that.
Something of the sort. At least the second term, say that, because he has been on council for the past 4 years. And yeah, like you said, very socially conscious, very active in the eco-society, and also recently, you know, brought up the discussion because the next council is going to be remunerated, compensated financially a little more than what they have in the past few years. And Jesse Woodward was sort of the only councillor who really wanted to bring up the how appropriate that is coming out of a pandemic to raise it. Of course, these are marginal compensations, but anyway, he's very, very conscious of the voter perception of council.
Keith Page running for, I believe, his third term. Very competent fella. It was rumored that he would take a run potentially at mayor. Veteran councillor, important guy. Surely due to be reelected. It seems that Woodward has also got a real strong track record, as does Rick Lotenberg, who will be running for another term. What about some of the newcomers? Could we find anything out about Ainsley Hastings?
Not yet. And like you said, it's early days still, so we're awaiting to hear back from her on some of her, you know, ideas and platforms. However, what we do know is Leslie Payne, she's a former sales and marketing rep, mom of two, retired. That's how she described herself. And she also was pretty proactive in sending out sort of her platform, what she's hoping to do in an email week.
And she ran before.
That's right. Yeah. With 3.7% of the votes, or that's around 800 votes in the 2018 election. Like you said, likely the only council candidate who's actually sent out a platform now, at least. So,
and to Jesse Pinheiro, who people will know certainly in the sports realm here in town.
Sure. Yeah, you can you've probably seen him if you visited the Nelson Boxing Gym. He's often there. Met him a few times. Quite an amicable character, and very also strongly engaged in the social justice, racial, issues that surround the West Kootenai region. I know he packs a mean punch. He's been awarded by the city for his feats in the boxing ring. But his platform for this term, we don't know much of yet.
Jesse, did you mention? He's also part of the West Kootenai People for Racial Justice Advocacy Group. He was quoted in a CBC story regarding the fact that Nelson police were under investigation for some racial concerns. What about Charles Jeans? He's our longtime social rights advocate and history instructor, host of KCR's very own History Hour. Can we tell people much more about what Charles, what his campaign platform actually is?
Not yet. Again, early days, so we don't have a clear platform yet. Of course, we're probably going to see a lot of that in the coming weeks for councillors, you know, meeting with the voters, meeting with the community, and trying to sell them on the idea that they are the one that should get the vote.
Okay, we've got about a minute to go. And again, this is our very first report on how things are going election-wise. We're going to circle back with you in another week to talk about RDCK and the school district. Brenton Rabbi is running. He was one of three candidates in the municipal by-election last March to replace former councillor Brittany Anderson, longtime participant at council meetings, member of the West Kootenai Eco Society. I think, you know, one of the fellows who has yet to be elected, who may very well be due for a place on council. Glenn Sutherland, what do we know about Glenn?
He's a past CAA national board chair, so definitely a high stakes player in terms of community stakeholder organizations and stuff could probably serve him pretty well in terms of serving on council and making the liaisons between the city and various organizations. We know that he's now on the board of directors for the Canadian Automobile Association, of course, well known in the business community from his past job as director for the Interior Health Authority. Mm-hmm. So again, high stakes player, lots of contacts in the sort of upper echelons of the civic society.
And just quickly, we'll get a chance again to speak with all these candidates. Kate Tate is running for council. She's department head, student access and support, a mom of five, very capable woman. Kyle Wilkinson as well has added his name to the run. Works in branding and advertising. It does not appear to have a public platform quite yet. We got to run, John. Really appreciate you being here. Good work.
For sure, Darren. Thanks so much.
And we do have to leave you for this Friday morning. I'm Darren Davidson, and this has been Kootenay Morning.